some of our relationships last while others do not? Well, to discuss this, we have relationship expert KB on the line to help us understand relationships better. It's been a very long time since I got to chat with you.
Yeah, very interesting topic you have today.
I want to get into the crux of it. What is the reason that some relationships last longer than others?
I guess it all comes down to acceptance. I mean, we all have those uncles that we hate in our families, or aunts that we hate, you know, not necessarily hate, but we just don't get along with. But you've somehow managed to get to know them better. Not necessarily get to know them, but you've managed to know their persona. You've managed to know how to communicate with them, when to communicate with them, and also when to laugh with them and when to not. You know, you've sort of accepted them as they are. And I suppose it all comes down to that, accepting people as they are, you know. But in relationships particularly, we often struggle with accepting people as they are because we accept them to meet us where we are often. You know, we don't expect us to downplay where we are. And I suppose that's the truth of it, that we don't make it last because we don't accept people where they are.
With these relationships, it seems like a lot of us need to avoid conflict. But how does one do that? Because I might be in a relationship, not a romantic relationship, but maybe I'm very friendly with one cousin and with another cousin, I am not. And then there's like this whole family feud that goes on, and maybe the aunt is sick and then she decides, okay, she's going to give me 90% of her inheritance or her finances or her estate or whatever, and then the daughter gets 10%, and then there's this whole conflict thing. How does one avoid conflict in a relationship?
But then avoiding conflicts means that we are looking for ways to escape what needs to come up to the table, you know, and that's not such a good thing, avoiding them, but rather is how do we handle them. You can't always avoid conflicts, and they're part of us. We learn from them, we grow from them as well. And I think the question is, how do we then learn from them, and how do we structure them in a way that whether people get what they want or they don't, we still get to maintain the relationships?
Yeah.
You know, I think that's the most important question, because conflicts will always be there. You are at work, they'll be there. You know, conflicts have always been there for as long as you've been living on Earth. You know, whether you were at preschool, you've had conflicts with your best friend. It doesn't matter where you are. Conflicts find its way to your life. And you just need to know how to deal with it. But also, moving forward from conflicts, I think where we get stuck as human beings is that when we have conflicts, we don't know how to move from the conflicts. We rather stay too long in the conflict and let it control us for the longest time. So with those uncles or aunts or whatever, you can't please everyone, you know? Mm. But with this awareness that you can't please everyone, it doesn't mean that you can also not be friendly with everyone and not treat everyone equally.
I like that you were talking about when we were younger at preschool and how we dealt with conflict and how we dealt with things and so on. Are we complicating things as adults when it comes to resolving conflict? Because it seems like the younger we are able to resolve things and we are able to deal with conflict. But the older we get, it seems like we're just losing things along the way.
I think the older we grow, the more pride we develop and the more pride we want to protect, you know. Mm. Whereas when we were younger, there was no pride to protect. You'd find flirting comes naturally, for example, to kids. You know, they would smile at you and then you would smile back, and then the relationship starts like all over again, you know. But as adults, we have this pride that we often want, an ego that we want to protect. And the older we grow, the more we look like we want to protect this. Whereas when we were younger, we were more vulnerable. You would just, they would hurt you now, you would cry it out. An hour later, you've forgotten about it and you continue with life, you know.
Mm.
And you even understand, you know, different kids can play together. One rough kid can play with one soft kid and they understand each other. They're not trying to change each other, you know. But one knows their limits with the other, you know. And they continue to be friends, you know. It doesn't mean that because you're opposite or you're different that you cannot have a relationship. You can have it, but we must all know our limits and know when to move away and know when to be friends and know when not to be friends as well.
Mm. Why is it that sometimes we see some people saying, I'm only in a relationship because it is what I can get out of it? Why is it important to also make our own sacrifices in order to see our relationships work?
You know, with each and every relationship, the more you grow, the more you need to have goals for each and every type of relationship that you have. Whether it's with your parent, maybe you just need to enhance the relationship and spend more time with them. Whether it's with your girlfriend, there's always goals. There's always an objective that you need to meet at the end of the day, you know. But I suppose where we fail is not even having some type of goal with every relationship that we have. You know, you don't say, for example, with one of my friends, I always often say that, you know, you can fight with me now. It's okay. I understand you're angry with me, but I plan on growing old with you. I want to grow old with you. I want to be granny BFFs with you, you know, and discuss how we were when we were younger and whatever. And not because the friendship is always fun, but it's because despite the not being fun of the relationship, my goal is to grow old with this person because I feel that it's important to me. I see them in my life in the longer term, you know, not just now when it serves me, not just now when it's good. And I think that's where we get it wrong, where we expect things to always be good in friendships particularly. We expect problems in relationships, but we don't often expect problems in friendships, you know. But when you look at the way we relate, for example, with our relatives, whether you like them or not, you know you're stuck with them. Mm. And you sort of accept them, right? You don't, they annoy you. You know that, you know what, I can't spend more than an hour with this person. But point is, you know, and you've sort of accepted that, you know what, they're part of my life, whether I like it or not, you know. And I'm going to need them, whether I like it or not. And I suppose that's where we need to sort of try and come from that point as well in terms of friendships and relationships to say that I cannot change this person, not yet. It's not up to me to change them, but this is what I'm willing to do to meet them at this moment where they are, you know.
Do you think we are afraid of making sacrifices? I'll give you a perfect example of myself. I live in the northern suburbs in Cape Town and my parents live in the southern suburbs. I moved when I got married and sometimes it gets a bit difficult when it comes to when are we going to visit my parents and when are we going to visit my wife's side of the family because they live on a different side of Cape Town. They live in Stellenbosch. My parents live in the southern suburbs. And work schedule-wise, it becomes very difficult for us to, both of us, my wife and myself, to be able to get the time together to visit our families. So we say, okay, you are off this weekend, we're going to go to my mom. Next weekend you are working, so we can't go anywhere. But it seems like we're neglecting in some places. Are we afraid of sacrificing our time, even the little time that we do have available, to spend with friends, to spend with family, to make the time for people? Are we afraid of sacrifice?
I guess we look for one way to always make time. We always look for the ways where they come to you or you, I mean, you go to them. What if they came to you? What if you organized an Uber, for example, for your parents to both get to where you are at that point when you're free? Mm-hmm. We always look for traditional ways of spending time with our parents where we go to them. And it's not that way. You know, they also need a different life. We must look for modern ways. As much as things have changed, for example, technology has made it easier for us to even communicate. Why not Skype with your parents? Why not deliver a gift even in your absence, you know, where they can just get flowers randomly. Your mom gets flowers from a florist even when you're not there to say, Mom, I'm thinking of you. You know, it's those moments that it's those things that I think we sort of neglect. It doesn't have to be physical. It doesn't have to be, you know, let's move with the times. There's WhatsApp videos. Why not or video call them with your wife and say, hey, mom, we just thought we should say goodnight. What are you doing? What are you up to? What are you cooking? Oh, what's this one up to? You know, there's ways of keeping in touch now that doesn't require you to be physically there. Because otherwise, you're going to always feel guilty that we don't have time. And you're going to wait for perfect time. And there's no perfect time. You know, we are only given a short time to live as well. Mm. You don't want to live with the regrets that I should have spent more time. I should have done this, you know.
That's relationship expert there and dating coach KB talking to us about how are we going to make our relationships last longer. And in my opinion, I think it is the communication. It's lacking in a lot of relationships. And I think that is the key to checking out where are you at and basically getting your relationships to last a lot longer.